The market is moving fast. And all of that speed puts you right in the middle of the action.
I feel the need for speed.
Trying to pick out the stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs that are your real targets from the ones that will make your portfolio crash and burn. Investment research firm New Constructs looks for the telltale signs in corporate filings that show which way a security will move next.
Warning, warning.
Whether it is flying a true course or misleading the investment public about its prospects.
Son, your ego is writing checks your body can't cash.
New Constructs separates all securities into those that are attractive and the ones that are, well, dangerous.
Danger, danger.
Every Monday on Money Life, company president David Trainer shoots down one security whose actions he thinks have it headed for trouble.
What you have done is wrong.
Whether you simply sell it or get aggressive and sell it short, you'll want to know which securities to have on your radar as Money Life enters.
That's right, we're heading for trouble, but today we're doing it with David Trainer's wingman. That would be Kyle Guskey, investment analyst for New Constructs. He's here while David is off tending to business at New Constructs. But we are still taking you for a tour of the danger zone. Now, why do we call it the danger zone? Because at New Constructs, they evaluate securities on a scale of most attractive to most dangerous. They come up with their evaluations by digging in at the footnotes level and then working their way back up. And so what happens is that they create what they consider a true picture of a company's finances. And if things are misleading, if the picture from the top down is not clear and accurate, then you're in a situation that's dangerous. If things are perhaps understated, then you're in a situation where something's attractive. If you want to learn more about how it works, go to newconstructs.com. They're on Twitter, at newconstructs, and they blog about their danger zone picks. So what that means is that if you want more information, or there's maybe some point you hear and you want clarification, you can usually find it at their website. Kyle Guskey, welcome back to Money Life.
Great to be back. Thanks.
Who's in the danger zone this week?
Icon Energy Fund.
Danger, danger.
Okay, it's the Icon Energy Fund. Now, of course, Icon being a firm that sells through the advisor channel, it's ICEAX, or ICEAX is their A shares. ICEX, ICEEX, and ICENX, other share classes. But regardless of the share class, this is a fund in the danger zone. Why is that?
So when we looked at this one, we were looking at, as value investors, people are going to be looking for that beaten down sector. This year, the worst performing sector so far is energy. And we think that value investors may be drawn to the sector, but buyer beware as far as the Icon Energy Fund. When we're looking at funds, we have kind of the two-pronged approach of holdings analysis and then cost analysis. In this case, at least with ICEAX, we have a total annual cost that vastly overstates or understates their expense ratio. And it's actually total annual cost of 4.38% is more expensive than 98% of the 7,000 plus mutual funds under coverage. So we have a mix of high costs, and then the only way to justify those costs is to have better allocation to assets. And unfortunately, in this case, they do not.
Okay. So what we're talking about is a fund that's in a sector where you would actually expect there to be some good funds. It's not that everybody in the sector is below average in trouble, because that can happen. But that's not the case with energy, is it?
We do see a lot of very dangerous and dangerous funds in the energy sector. There's more, I guess, individual stocks that you would be willing to buy rather than funds, because many funds are, or ETFs and funds are, looking for the overall diversification. They end up with a lot of these same tickers. But in this case, with Icon Energy Fund, we're seeing allocation that is to much more overvalued companies than the market as a whole. When we look at it in our discounted cash flow valuation for each holding and then taking aggregate rating of that, we see that the expectations built into the holdings of ICEAX are much higher than the market. For instance, the growth appreciation period is 17 years for the S&P 500 compared to 58 years for ICEAX's holdings. And similarly, the ROIC for the S&P is 17% compared to 1% for the energy fund. So ultimately, despite being less profitable, the market expects the stocks held by ICEAX to grow economic earnings for almost four decades longer than those held by the S&P 500.
So ultimately, this is a case of bad stock picking in a sector that is not particularly good, coupled with high costs. That's kind of the recipe for getting the worst out of that area, right?
Correct. And then with those things coupled together, we see underperformance as being kind of the norm rather than something that has been an outlier. If we look at the past 5 years, these funds have definitely underperformed their ETF benchmark, XLE, as well as the market overall. And with the poor asset allocation and expensive costs, we see this as something that will continue into the future.
So it is Icahn Energy, ticker symbol ICEAX for the A shares, ICEX for an ICENX for the other shares, a fund that, well, on the surface, it doesn't look horrible. It's not the worst performing fund in its Morningstar peer group. But if you go to the New Constructs database, combination of dangerous stocks and high costs make it the danger zone pick for the week. Kyle Guskey, thanks for stepping in for David Trainer. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Remember, for more information on New Constructs and what they do, you can go to newconstructs.com. They're on Twitter, at New Constructs. And they blog about their danger zone picks, so that's a good way to get more information if you didn't hear enough here. All right, up next on the Monday, March 27th edition of Money Life, Brian Lockhart will be here. He is in for the market call from Peak Capital Management. That's next when we return after this message.
Oh, wow. This is actually pretty dangerous.